The next topic discussed in the think tank was management of patients with primary colon cancer and simultaneous metastatic disease. Recently, the NSABP launched NSABP-C10, a small phase 2 trial in which asymptomatic patients will receive therapy with FOLFOX bevacizumab, and 60% of the think tank audience agreed with this statement. For asymptomatic patients presenting with primary colon cancer and metastatic disease, the management strategy of choice is enrollment in NSABP trial C10 evaluating FOLFOX bevacizumab. To begin his interview, Dr. Wallmark commented on this issue.
As surgeons, we have all been taught that the right thing to do in situations where patients present with a simultaneous primary colonic tumor and metastatic disease is resect the primary lesion. And the reasons that we have been given, and when I say we have been given, I'm not being entirely accurate because I have actively participated and have taught this as well to medical students and residents, that if you leave the primary tumor, then you're going to end up with inordinate rates of obstruction, of perforation, of bleeding, and you're going to pay a greater price later than you would by doing the operation sooner. And of course, this was a carryover from an era where chemotherapy or therapy for metastatic disease really didn't have the same kinds of benefits that it does today. So what is the magnitude of this situation? Is it really an issue, or are we creating something? But if you look at the SEER data, for example, there are approximately 27,000 patients who present with this kind of situation a year with a simultaneous primary and concomitant metastatic lesions. It's not a small number. And only 20% have significant symptoms.
Do we know how these people are getting diagnosed? You know, if they don't have symptoms, I assume that in some way they've been screened and diagnosed.
This, right, and during the workup of the primary lesion, it's determined that they already have metastatic disease. Or they come in when somebody does a screening and finds that they're anemic.
But we don't know that much about the demographics of these patients.
I certainly don't.
So maybe we'll learn more, too, with this study.
I hope that this study for a 90-patient trial, I think, has enormous potential for disclosing a great deal of information that we don't know. And, you know, that's why we have a lot of enthusiasm for it. So it's estimated that out of those 27,000, that approximately 70% are treated with primary resection. And it's that the level of enthusiasm for primary resection is more common in younger patients, right-sided lesions. But it comes at a price, because the operative mortality in patients who have metastatic disease is higher. And it goes up with the age of the patient. And, you know, although these are small studies, it certainly challenges our basic beliefs. It's estimated that as age goes up, the operative mortality could be as high as 10%, which is pretty significant. And it's also estimated, again, with small series, that approximately a quarter of these patients end up by having a colostomy or another ostomy. So relative to quality of life, these are very important issues.